Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and there are several garden vegetables that are very important to a Thanksgiving meal. Firstly, the pie pumpkin. There are many varieties of pumpkin that can be used for pumpkin pie. However, Connecticut Field is very popular, and most often the one you will find in canned pumpkin. Pumpkins grow on vines just like any other carving pumpkin. However, the pie pumpkins will be about 4 to 8 pounds and slightly darker in flesh. To prepare the pumpkin for cooking, you'll first need to cook it until it is tender, usually done in an oven, slice it in half, place on a baking sheet, and roast for about 350 for 30 minutes or more until it is fork tender. Some of the other vegetables found on a Thanksgiving table include green beans and sweet potatoes. Green beans are the immature pod of the common bean, also known as the snap bean, string bean, or in French, the haricot vert. Beans grow in two types of forms, the bush bean and the pole bean. Bush beans will grow about 2 feet tall and will not produce all season, however, they do support themselves very well. Pole beans will require some kind of mechanical support, like a trellis, cage, fence, or something to climb. The pole beans will produce all year long. Choosing between pole and bush beans will depend on how much space you're able to grow the vegetables. Both have an abundance of heirloom varieties that will add visual flair to any garden. Sweet potatoes are a member of the Ipomea genus, which includes morning glories and also the ornamental sweet potato vine that you might grow for aesthetic reasons. These sweet potatoes are actually the same plant, but the ones we know at Thanksgiving are bred to have a stronger, thicker tuber with which to eat. The tuber is a modified stem and grows underneath the ground, technically not a root. Often, people will grow an Irish potato in Kansas over a sweet potato. But actually, the sweet potato is far more suited to Kansas soils, requiring a pH of around 7, or even a little bit more basic than that. If you would like to have more sweet potatoes or even sweet potato vine in your garden, you just need to take a 4-inch cutting of the vine, dip it into a rooting power, and then place in growing medium. Keep moist and you should have new sweet potato slips or sweet potato vine in the future. Lastly, we have a fruit that is ubiquitous to the Thanksgiving season, cranberry. Cranberries are an evergreen shrub that grow in the very acidic soils around Canada, New England, and the upper Midwest. Cranberries are even more pH dependent than blueberries, meaning that finding them in Kansas will be an extreme rarity, if not an impossibility. In the north, cranberries are grown until ripe and then flooded. The cranberries are lifted up and harvested. They are then processed into juice, dried, or boiled and mashed into cranberry sauce that we so often find at the Thanksgiving table. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.